Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be back here. Amen. Only the grace of God can do that. Amen. You know, it's a special privilege that we can come into the purpose of God. God has got a purpose for this great nation, South Africa. And the good thing about that is we are in the northern gate of the great nation. You know, some time ago, Reinhard Bonnke was given a vision by God of a blood-washed Africa. Hallelujah. And the northern gate is very special in that it opens up to the rest of the continent. And God is bringing us back here so that we can align with His kingdom purpose. Amen. So we are very excited to be here, and we thank God for you all. Like Dr. Harry said, that it's very special that you can be here with us as we begin to glean on the Word of God and look into the things that God is doing, so that when we go out there, we are in the fullness of God's purpose. Hallelujah. For a time now, the Lord has been sharing in my heart that the power of God works optimally in the place where His purpose is known. You know, if you come to a place where you know the purpose of God, the power that works in your life is unlimited. God gives you His Spirit without measure. Amen. So we are excited. Everybody has been greeted. And this is very special. I want you not to think about any other conference and begin to look at what God is doing now. Hallelujah. I had a special privilege when I came into Polokwane this time around. God revealed to me the dynamics of the evil genius that the devil has been using to take hold of this city and control it as the northern gate. But you must always remember that when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard. God raises a standard. So we are not intimidated by what the enemy is doing. Hello? we are not scared about what the enemy is doing. And when we look at it, we are excited because God wants to use us. Hallelujah. So we want to quickly get into the Word of God and concerning the heart of God in this conference. Hallelujah. Authority in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of the Lord, in the kingdom of Christ. You can use all those, and they all mean the same thing. Hallelujah. So we want to go to the theme scriptures, and I'm going to ask Brian to read from the Passion Translation of the Bible, Luke chapter 10. You are going to read from verse 18. Yes. Okay.
I'll start. Jesus replied, "While you were ministering, I watched Satan topple until he fell suddenly from heaven like lightning to the ground. Now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you overcome, and every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. Verse 20. However, your real source of joy...
All right, thank you. I want you to repeat again slowly now. I want you to watch this, okay? As the word of God is read. Slowly now and read it over again.
Verse 18.
Yes.
Jesus replied.
Yes.
While you were ministering.
Okay, the background. Jesus is replying to his disciples whom he had sent out to go and minister. Okay? So he says, whilst you went out, whilst you were ministering, I watched you. Okay? Whilst you were ministering, I watched you. Like I'm excited because right now he's watching. He's looking at me as I'm ministering to you.
Amen.
So his focus is here. This is why the Bible, this is why he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there
I am
in their midst.
Amen.
So he is watching. So you are in his view.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is looking at us right now. Okay.
I watched Satan topple until he fell suddenly from heaven, mm-hmm, like lightning to the ground.
Yes. Amen. Now, watch this. Jesus is looking at his disciples. And he says, as they are ministering, he saw Satan. Okay? Falling. And to the ground. So, I have news for you. There are some of us who think that God is our errand boy, whom we will always command to do stuff for us. But yet, God is looking at us. Amen. The very ones who are going to bring Satan down, it's not what he is going to do. He did his part and he finished. Now he has delegated that authority to us, so that we can begin to do and finish that which he started. Hallelujah. We can finish it. Mm-hmm. Alright, read it again.
Verse 18.
As you go down.
Verse 19.
Yes.
Now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority.
I have imparted to you all my authority. Not I am going to. He has already done that. I've already imparted my authority to you. I have already. Hallelujah. I have already. You have authority imparted in you. Okay?
I've already imparted my authority to you to trample over his kingdom.
Yes, over his
kingdom.
Kingdom. So it is a kingdom encounter. The devil has his kingdom, and Jesus invaded that kingdom with the power of the kingdom of heaven. And when he did invade that kingdom, he then gave us the authority. Hallelujah. The challenge of our day is we have limited it to a church thing. It's all about church. This is why you find one denomination is doing its one thing there, the others doing the other thing there, the others doing the other thing there, and God has not released his authority to such disorganization. concerned about his kingdom. And the church is the vehicle through which the kingdom of God is established. So the church is not the end. The end is the kingdom. Are you listening to me? The end is the kingdom. You know, read in Ephesians when Paul is talking about the plan of God, that he wants to demonstrate to principalities, to powers, and to the rulers in the cosmos. What does he want to demonstrate? His manifold wisdom. How? Through the church. That is the purpose of the church. That is the reason why he gave birth to the church. To demonstrate to powers, to principalities, to rulers of the darkness of this world, and to angelic realms and systems. His heart is his church. What is he going to do? To manifest his wisdom to them through the church. So the church is not an end on its own. The church is a vehicle that God is going to use to parade his wisdom. For as long as the church is still looking to the world for the world to bring innovation and with inventions and all these things, then we have a big problem. We do not know the authority, the kind of authority we have. Hello? It's very unfortunate. I will borrow from one illustration that Kenneth Hagin's gave as he explained how authority works in the kingdom. You take Hallelujah. Sorry, my friend, I'm going to ask you to stand up. And yes, please, thank you. I took him for his height and his stature. Okay? And then can you stand up? Yes, please. Okay. Now, this one is a police officer. South Africa. Okay? And tiny as she is, she gets on the road. And that one is bringing a how many ton truck? 30 ton truck. And he is driving on the road. And this one just steps to the road. Okay? And that big man, he begins to change it, to change down and do everything to make sure he stops. He did not stop because of his stature. He stopped because of the government, the authority that the government has given to him. You can sit down. I've spoken of how it works here. Okay? Remember, we are going to read there in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, okay? In the book of Matthew, there is a story there. We see it in the other Gospels as well, okay? There is this guy. He is a centurion, okay? He is a centurion, and he comes to Jesus. And he says, Lord Jesus Christ, I've got a sick child at home. Can you heal my child? And Jesus says, no, don't worry, I will come to your place. And he says, no. I'm not worthy that you can come to my place. It's not worthy because you are a Jew and I am a Roman guy. He understood the dynamics of how the Jews do not mix with these other races. Okay? So he says to Jesus, Lord, just speak the word only. And he says, because I understand how your authority works. Are you listening to me? I understand how your authority works. Hallelujah. Okay? I understand how your authority works. Are you there, Brian? Matthew chapter 10? Chapter 8, yes.
From verse 5.
Yes.
When Jesus entered the village of Capernaum,
yeah,
a captain in the Roman army approached him,
mm-hmm,
asking for a miracle.
Do you see who approaches Jesus? A captain in the Roman army. Because authority is a word of the military.
The military word.
Okay? All right.
Lord, he said, I have a son who is lying in my home, paralyzed and suffering terribly.
Yes.
Jesus responded, I will go with you and heal him.
Mm-hmm.
But the Roman officer interjected, Lord,
mm-hmm,
who am I to have you come into my house?
Yes.
I understand your authority.
I understand your authority. Okay? I understand your
authority.
So you understand that authority works with understanding.
Amen.
This is why Apostle Paul speaks to the church in Colossians. In Colossians 1 verse 9, he says, since the day we heard of your faith, we pray daily that the Lord may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and spiritual understanding. What is lacking with many of us is spiritual understanding, which was a plus for this centurion. He understood the authority of Jesus. And he says to Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. I am a man under authority. That is very key. If you cannot operate under authority, you cannot operate in the authority of the kingdom of heaven. This is why today there is no, absolutely, like, no power in the church. Because the church does not understand submission and surrender. Are you listening to me? The church doesn't understand that. Because this authority we are talking about is delegated. Okay? It's delegated. Okay. For the benefit of somebody, what is authority? Okay? Authority is the power to rule, to judge, to control. Are you listening to me? That is authority. Are we together, people of God? So when you are in the kingdom of God, you need to understand this authority. The centurion operated in submission. So he understood how it works. He says, I am under authority, but I also have soldiers under me. And the authority that comes from above causes me to have authority on these that are below me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it's the authority from above. How can you, if you are not under an authority, how are you going to operate in authority? It doesn't work. Because it is delegated power. So, he says, I say to one soldier, go, and he goes. I say to the other, come, and he comes. Hello? And he's saying, can you do that now? With what? I command soldiers. And what does Jesus command? This is what he's saying. He commands the word. So, he's saying, tell the word to do something. And your word is subject to you. It will do exactly what you say. Just as my servants, the soldiers under me, do what I say, so your word is subject to you. And you send your word to do what you want. And then Jesus says, hey, when you are invited to go to court, don't even premeditate what you are going to say. Because what you are going to say is going to be given to you. Amen. When you stand. Son of God, child of God, let me tell you, I've come to certain places where I find myself saying things that I never intended to say. Hallelujah. I'm not even, you know, about to say stuff, and then I discover all of a sudden in my mind, and you know, from my spirit to my mind, he is giving me words to say. Are you listening to me? When I was still growing up in the Lord, and this other time, I've gone out to minister to people, and then as I get to this house, I find people, they look at me, and you know, they are looking at me, I'm young and unexperienced, but then they presented a problem to me. They said, look here, this guy has been losing blood, nose bleeding. It's now the whole day. We have tried everything, but it's the blood continues to come. Well, how can you help us since you are here to preach to us? We cannot even listen to you because we have a problem. And all of a sudden, I heard myself saying, blood stop flowing. And all of a sudden, it stopped. All of a sudden, it stopped. And they wondered, they looked at it. And then after I preached, 2 weeks after that, and these guys are already coming to church. Amen. And then they had to ask me, please tell us, does blood have ears? Because that day you commanded it to stop and it stopped. How does that work? This is our problem. We are in the kingdom of heaven. We have been given authority. Hello? But things are happening. And nobody is taking charge. The devil has gotten hold of your children. And he is busy with them. And you cannot even say anything. How is that happening? Somebody will say, you don't know what the youths of today are like. Really? You think so? Huh? It's not so. How do I get to be connected to Dr. Kheri? Huh? You don't know. But I think the guys here know. Because I've shared this story. I'm glad she's here today. Our daughter, our first child, Baraka, got very sick. Tuberculosis, TB. I remember taking her to the hospital. And we are seated there. And they want to do all the tests. So you know these days, as soon as you get to the hospital, the first thing they want to test is HIV. Okay? So, my daughter is very sick. She's frail. I'm literally carrying her in my hands. And then, they are telling her that they want to check. And at the back of her mind, she had, you know, I don't know this misconception, how it came about, that, you know, TB is related to HIV. So at the back of her mind, she's saying, as they do this test, she is finished. She looks at me with tears in her eyes and says, Daddy, am I going to make it? And I said, you are going to make it. They did the test, and then they ran some tests. She has TB. And I take her home. She's on medication. She takes medication. And the healing is taking long for me. And then I'm looking for God's word. You know, God, I need to hear God's word and act on that word. I try to go to certain churches in Mutare. I get to a church. The moment they see me, the pastor there doesn't want to preach anymore. Apostle Jaka is here, so I can't preach. He has to preach. I am in the church because I want a word. But they want me to minister. I tried churches in Harare, same story. And then I was on Facebook, and I saw a conference happening here. And I said, okay, let me go to this place where nobody knows me. Where nobody knows me, and I'm just going to sit, and that will be the story. So I talk to Kevin, whoever was organizing that conference, and he told me, come. And I came, you know, I was on the bus for long, I'm very tired. Get to Polokwane, Kevin comes to pick me, he takes me to his house. Because of the long journey, I'm sleeping. And then he wakes me up, eat some food, get some food. Then we drive to a farm where the conference is supposed to be happening. And this conference is taking place, and what's the guy again from Louis Trichard? The other prophet there, what's the name? Yes, Andres. Yes. So Andres is invited to come and minister. He comes there and he's preaching. 10 minutes into his preaching, he looks at me. He looks at me and he says, you are a preacher. And I said, yes, with hesitation, because that is what I don't want at that moment. That is what I don't want at that moment. And he says some stuff, and after saying some stuff, then he comes to a point where he says, I see healing coming into your house. Is it your wife or your daughter? Hallelujah. Then I said, it's my daughter. And he says, as you go back home, your daughter is going to receive you into the house. Hallelujah. That is the word of authority that was released from Polokwane. Are you listening to me? And then after this, I go back home. There is a big gate where we are staying in Nagavura. You know, and I am hitting the gate so that somebody can open. Who comes to open the gate? Beraka, my daughter, comes to open the gate for me. Hallelujah! Are you listening to me? This kingdom has got authority that can deal with everything that the devil can throw at us. Hallelujah! Everything that he can throw at us, we have authority to deal with it. You know, the devil is not going to surprise us. There are no surprise attacks. Are you listening to me? There are no surprise attacks. Somebody hear me and hear me in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Well, Dr. Kerry is talking when we went to some mountain. Are you listening to me? The devil has no surprise for us. Hallelujah. We get to this place, all of us, nobody saw an altar that was there. I'm telling you the truth. I am convinced, and with some of the people, that this altar, when we walked in there, was invisible. Because you cannot tell five of us, there was five of us, nobody saw. On this trigonometric beacon, there is an altar that has been built with stones. And we are passing by it and going to do our stuff also. After establishing our own altar in that mountain. Hallelujah. For a memorial of what the Lord has sent us to do. All of a sudden, Johan is there. And after we have prayed and everything, he says, what is this? We all turned and we see an altar. Stone upon stone on a beacon. The devil is not going to surprise us. Because the authority that we have, can deal with everything that the devil is going to throw at us. Are you listening to me now? I want you to know, it doesn't matter what the devil is doing with drugs. At the end of the day, our children are going to be set free from drugs. Are you listening to me? In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are here and listening to me, I want you to know that your son is set free from drugs. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sending that word of authority. Our authority is heavenly. It's not limited by all these things that are happening here. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it is that the devil is throwing at you. We have got authority. Behold, I give you authority. I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and nothing and all the power of Satan, and nothing shall by any means will be able to harm you. Why do you look defeated? Why do you look defeated? You look at your circumstances and you feel defeated. That is your problem. Listen to this man that came to Jesus. He says, I know how your authority works. Speak the word only. He was content with the word. Our generation is a problem. We want additions. This is our problem. This is why when men operating with marine spirits rose up in Nigeria, I never set my foot there. I never went to look for power, because I know I have got authority in the kingdom of God. I can't go anywhere to bring water and oil and begin to believe that these things can work for me. No, listen to me. Jesus has given me and you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the devil. Come on now. Say the word, and my son will be healed. Say the word. Just say the word. And when he does that, Jesus turns around. And instead of talking to man, to this man, he addresses all Israel. And he says, you guys, you, the kingdom of God is supposed to be yours. But I see from the east to the west, people pressing into the kingdom and accessing the kingdom. But you, you'll be thrown out to utter darkness. Why? Because I've not seen such great faith. So you begin to understand, authority also operates with faith. Without faith, we cannot operate in the authority of the kingdom of God. Jesus saw great faith. But why is it happening like that? Where did his faith come from? Where did this man get great authority? Where did he get the great faith from? I enjoy this. It was a gift. From whom? How? Because you have read in Ephesians, but for this man there was no Ephesians. Come on now it's becoming exciting. Where did this man get his great faith from? By seeing the miracles that Jesus did. Sorry? Okay. Okay. You observed Jesus exercising his... Exactly. Those two things were his plus. What he saw Jesus doing and what was working for him, they brought him to a place of great faith. Amen. Hello? Are we together, people? Hallelujah. And then Jesus turns around and he says, you go your way. And let it be done to you according to what you have believed. What are you believing for in this conference? What are you believing for in this conference? I'm sure you registered because you had a heart desire. You know, it's We can come, listen to me, with all the people that gathered at Jesus to listen to me. They all had needs. But they were behaving differently from this man. Because this man believed that if only Jesus can send a word to his house, his situation was going to change. So as you are seated there, I know every one of us here has got needs. But it's what you are going to believe. It's what you are going to believe. What are you going to believe? This man believed that Jesus will send his word and my child will be healed. My boy will be healed. And the Bible says he was healed in the self same hour. Because faith is now. Now! Hallelujah. I used to enjoy. I was listening to this one American preacher. He says he had made a whole doctrine and written books about that scripture in Hebrews, which says, now faith is. When he checked in the original, there was no now. So how are you going to prove it to people? The original doesn't say, now faith is. The original says, faith is. So there is this lady who has done theology, and immediately as he finishes, she goes and says, but you are saying now is not here. So where are you basing your teaching on? And when he's confronted with that, all of a sudden, his eyes shifted from the now and to is. Is, not was. Faith is. So faith is now. Are we together, people of God? Are we together? So faith is now. So that self same hour. Tonight I want to pray. Dr. Harry feels the same. We want to pray with people who are saying, I'm believing for my miracle now. I'm believing for my breakthrough now. I'm believing for my healing now. Because faith is. Hallelujah. That is the kingdom of God. We have authority that has been given to us. Hallelujah. What are you believing God for? What are you believing God for? You came for this conference. You are believing God. Don't tell me I have needs. We are not going to camp there. We want to camp on believing. Hallelujah. So, that self same hour, the boy was healed. Hallelujah. So, faith is now. Authority works through faith. Authority works through faith. It is in the continuum of faith. If you don't have faith, you cannot operate in the kingdom authority. Because in the kingdom, we are like our Father God, who calls things that be not as though they were. It's not they are, they were. As though they were. Hallelujah. How many are believing God for something tonight? Praise God. Jesus didn't hype him, no. Jesus didn't do any funny stuff. He simply sent the word. Hallelujah. And the word did what it was supposed to do. Hallelujah. Are we together, people of God? All throughout the day, my hands were itching to put these black hands on a white head. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. At least you can laugh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we together, people of God? Yeah, how many times I take Dr. Harry to Zimbabwe, to Mozambique, and his white hands will be itching to be laid on black heads. Hallelujah. Are we together, people of God? How many are ready for tonight? We have authority. Remember, I said, there is nothing that the devil can throw at you which defies the authority of the kingdom of heaven. Nothing. This is what Jesus said there. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of Satan, and nothing shall be able to harm you. Nothing. Say nothing.
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 Nothing
can defy the authority of the kingdom of heaven. And we are in that kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we help those that need to be prayed for? We want to take time and pray for people. We will not wait for tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we want to achieve even greater heights. But tonight, we must apprehend that which the Lord Jesus has apprehended for us. Can we come to the front? You need prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God.